Okay. Looks like we've got quite a full house this morning. That's nice. Good morning, everyone. My name is Millie. I'm a member of a community here at Scargill, for those of you who haven't met me yet. It is my pleasure and privilege to be leading morning prayer this morning. So, without further ado, let's begin with the opening words of our liturgy. Okay. You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I am resting or when I am working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. And with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. Father, we sit before you this morning, knowing before we call that you will answer. While you are speaking, you will hear. Whenever we fall, you are there to catch us. You uphold us in your righteous right hand. Lord, we will not fear or be dismayed, for you are with us and you are our God. Jesus, help us to become sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Show us that what is impossible with men is possible with you. Remind us that even if we do not see you, we believe in you. Help us to remain confident that one day we will see the kingdom of God. Amen. Our Bible passage for today will be Proverbs chapter 8, verses 22 to 36. This part is being spoken by the wisdom who starts addressing us earlier in the chapter. The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old. I was formed long ages ago, at the very beginning when the world came to be. When there were no watery depths, I was given birth. When there were no springs overflowing with water, before the mountains were settled in place, before the hills I was given birth, before he made the world or its fields or any of the dust of the earth, I was there when he set the heavens in place. When he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep, when he gave the sea its boundary so that the waters would not overstep his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was constantly at his side. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world, and delighting in the human race. Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it. Blessed are those who listen to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For those who find me find life and receive favor from the Lord. But those who fail to find me harm themselves. All who hate me love death. In today's reading from Proverbs, wisdom herself, because here, interestingly, she is characterized as a female figure, at least in the translation I've got. But she addresses us and tells us, "The Lord brought me forth as the first of his works, before his deeds of old." I wonder what it says about God that one of God's first concerns was to bring wisdom, and that he created it even before anything else. As we enter into prayer, let's ponder that, and let's bring before God any areas where we need a bit of that divine wisdom to point out a right path forward. Wisdom goes on to tell us how she moved through the beginnings of the world with God. I was filled with delight day after day, rejoicing always in his presence, rejoicing in his whole world and delighting in the human race. Let us give thanks for that great and beautiful Holy Spirit gift of wisdom that God gives us to enable us to discern where he is at work and to delight in that. Wisdom then exhorts us, "Now then, my children, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not disregard it." If you are feeling very, very brave this morning, you might like to try asking God, "Where do I need to wise up a bit? Where have I been failing to listen to your instructions as well as I should?" Ask for God's mercy and help for these things, which he always desires to give. Let's round off this short time of evening prayer with the closing words from our liturgy. Come, Holy Spirit, to dwell in this place. Come and break down our walls. Come, Holy Spirit, as we join the dance. And our closing prayer. I know not what this day will bring, but make me ready for whatever it may be. If I am to stand, help me stand bravely. If I am to sit, help me sit quietly. If I am to achieve, help me do so humbly. If I am to fall, Father, help me. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for coming, and breakfast will be served in the dining room shortly.